A reading from Mark 9, 42-48. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them do not die, and the fire is not quenched.
So Jesus starts this by saying, if anyone causes one of these little ones, one of these children, those who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for them to put a large millstone around their neck and be thrown into the sea. What catches my attention here is Jesus qualifies this by saying, those who believe in me. And in the Beatitudes, he talks about, blessed are those who are persecuted because of me. And one of the things we have to remember, even all of these years after Jesus has had walked the earth, is that the condition has never changed. That while the kingdom is advancing, as you said, it's not here yet. And we live in a world that is not necessarily going to receive me or the message that I believe in as a follower of Jesus Christ. They're not going to necessarily receive it well. They're going to be resistant and maybe even persecute.
I like the idea, too, that Jesus takes offense when his children are in danger. It's interesting. He's not afraid to send us into danger, and part of our calling sometimes is to be sent into danger. The kingdom of God won't advance unless some people go into dangerous places. You've got to bring that light into the darkness. Paul says it this way, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, even unto his death. And he says in another place that somehow our sufferings complete the sufferings of Christ. Not in an atonement sense, but fulfilling God's plan. And so Jesus sends us into places where we take pot shots, we take hits, but he takes it very offensively. He's saying, you're touching that which is precious to me. And it would be better for you if you had not been born in so many ways than to come against my light that's in my people.
One of the things we face all the time, and I hear this all the time, is why does God cause suffering? And I think you would say, well, you have to understand what the foundation is. We live in a broken, fragmented, post-Edenic world. We don't live in the world as it was envisioned and constructed or envisioned by God. The architecture of the world has been turned upside down. And there are all kinds of people around, and it's not just people, it's just the atmosphere where there is resistance to the kingdom of God, right, and will be ongoing resistance.
And God does not cause suffering. He allows suffering. He uses suffering. He has the ability to redeem suffering. But suffering is the result of our invitation of the kingdom of darkness to have rule in our world. And so that's not his ultimate delight for us. But even God has the ability to take the suffering of our lives and to bring it to a place that it brings restoration and redemption and life for others. And so I think it helps me knowing that I'm in the midst of this battle and Jesus takes offense at the fact that suffering is brought against me, but somehow he comes into the middle of it and takes my hand and walks me through to the other side.